Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Kenneth Mead, the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Transportation. And joining us in our conversation is Young Kim. Well, Ken, you talked earlier about the Department of Transportation and the importance of the FAA, and you talked about some of the safety issues. But I'd like to focus on sort of the FAA's other function, which is moving planes through the system. And you mentioned the delays over Christmas that were pretty high profile, but it does seem like the delays are getting worse. I'd be interested in your perspective on this.
Well, they are. Let's take Christmas first. What happened at Christmas time had very little to do with the capacity of the system problem. I have to put the things that happened at Christmas time in Philadelphia and Cincinnati, which really did inconvenience hundreds of thousands of people. To say nothing of their luggage and of the inconvenience of not getting home for Christmas, at least time for Christmas. And then there's capacity problems. Well, let me take the Christmas season, the Christmas problems first. What happened in Philadelphia, essentially, was you have a carrier, U.S. Air, is trying to emerge from bankruptcy. It had done various staff cuts for its baggage handlers, its flight attendants, and was trying to and had plans on how to deal with what they saw as staff shortages of baggage handlers, and they were going to have them work more overtime. They had made adjustments to flight attendant schedules, and these plans didn't work. And you couple that with the weather and a very heavy traffic period, and you have meltdown, which is what you had in Philadelphia. In Comair's situation, in Cincinnati, Comair is a wholly owned Delta subsidiary. They had bad weather, one of the worst ice storms, and they use regional jets in Cincinnati. Well, regional jets, unlike the big jets, they get stuck in the ice, and when you get 6 inches of ice, as they did have there, you couldn't back up the planes. So they have that problem. And finally, lots of people getting delayed, inconvenienced, and so forth as a result of that. But there was a limited amount that Delta or Comair could have done for the situation with the ice. But then once the weather started getting better, they started rescheduling the flights on their flight computer. And it turned out that the flight computer just stopped working. And the reason it did is it had a built-in transaction limit of $32,000 a month. And once you reached that limit, you couldn't do any more transactions with your computer. Well, Comair didn't know that there was this built-in time bomb in their computer, so to speak. So the computer just crashed, and then it got worse over the, the 25th. The 25th was a total... They canceled everything because they didn't have really the computer capability. Well, that was a strong lesson learned. But that's one set of problems. That was the Christmas holiday problems. The real problem in the system today is one of modernizing our air traffic control system, building runways, using our airspace better, all with the view of increasing the capacity. Airline travel is very reasonably priced today. As a matter of fact, the average ticket today in 2005 is cheaper than it was in the year 2000. But let me share with you a couple of numbers. The year 2000 is kind of, most people view the year 2000, especially the summer of 2000, as the worst ever. The year of gridlock. It was a terrible summer. Every night in the nightly news, there were stories about people getting delayed for hours and total gridlock in the aviation system. So that's used as the year you don't ever want to go back to. Well, let me tell you where we are. Year 2000, about 24% of the flights were delayed. Average delay, about 48 minutes. First few months of 2005, percent of flights delayed, 25%. Average delay, 49 minutes. We've had a lot of bad weather this winter, but these numbers are ticking up back to the benchmark of the year 2000.
what's happening in the system, number of flights are back up to where they were in the year 2000. Number of what they call employments, that's passengers, that's getting back up there too. You have a lot of additional smaller jets in the system that you didn't have back in the year 2000. A lot of the larger airplanes, they're parked in the desert. And the airlines are using these smaller planes now called regional jets. So there's been a proliferation of those. But all those dynamics together, operating together, are causing capacity problems and is a strong reason why that we deal with the capacity issues in the aviation system.
Yeah, we recognize that there are many factors that attribute to delays, like you mentioned, the seasonal volume fluctuations and weather, certainly. But can we expand the capacity of the national airspace system to handle more flights?
Well, sure. And there's two ways of doing it, really. One is through additional runways, and another way is through the more efficient use of your airspace. Much of the design of the airspace, the use of the airspace in the United States today, was designed years ago, and it can be used more efficiently. And FAA has a number of initiatives underway to try to redesign it. The question is, can they redesign it in time to avoid this type of gridlock? Also, you know, it's important for the listening audience to know that a big precept of our system is deregulation. It's where the government no longer regulates the fares. It no longer tells you where you can go, where airlines can fly, at least domestically. And so when you have a situation like we do at Chicago here in Illinois, which is one of the busiest airports, of course, in the world, the government has imposed caps on the numbers of flights that can go in and out of there. Well, why has the government done that? The government did that because last year, in 2004, the airlines were scheduling so many flights out of Chicago here to meet the economic market demand there that the system couldn't handle them. And so the Department of Transportation first asked the airlines, would you do this, would you voluntarily cut back? Well, the airlines responded to some degree, but it didn't work. The Department of Transportation came back in again and says, hey, look at these delay figures. This is terrible. You've got to cut back. They did a little bit. It didn't work. The third time last year, the department made some strong suggestions to the airlines and basically directed that place some caps. Well, caps on numbers of flights don't square well in a deregulated system because it's like the government interfering with the marketplace. So you'll notice that Chicago O'Hare has for years been proposing an expansion program to build some runways. It's been caught up in all types of controversy and the environmental process and so forth. I think this year is going to be a benchmark year for Chicago O'Hare. Some decisions are expected in September, I believe, as to whether or not they've cleared the environmental process. So that's a long-winded way of saying that the capacity problems have to be dealt with both on the air and in the ground, air and on the ground. Finally, there are some places like LaGuardia Airport outside of New York that you can't expand LaGuardia. Where are you going to expand it? There's only so many planes you can fit there, period. There's nothing you're going to be able to do from a technology standpoint. There's nothing you're going to be able to do from a standpoint of adding more runways. In places like LaGuardia, the government needs to consider whether a market-driven solution is appropriate or how to allocate that space, because you're always going to be in the business of having not enough space at LaGuardia Airport.
Oh, that's interesting. We focus on the different modes of transportation, but haven't really touched on Amtrak. We'll ask Ken Mead, Department of Transportation's Inspector General, to give us his perspectives on the management challenges Amtrak faces when the Business of Government Hour continues.